Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, or the Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, October the 5th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today we are discussing how Zimbabwean women, most of them in the informal sector, are providing for their families under the current challenging economic conditions in the country. In his State of the Union National Address Monday, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said the economy was on an upward trajectory, recording positive growth rates across sectors. He said women play a critical role in contributing to economic growth and adding viable and profitable micro, small and medium enterprises have a far-reaching impact on the economy and as a whole. And as a result, the SMEs Act will be reviewed. But before we dive deep into this discussion, let's take a look at what's happening in Ghana, where in late July, Parliament voted to make it a crime to accuse a person of witchcraft. If the president signs the bill into law, it will also force the closure of camps where hundreds of accused witches live in exile. Hamza Adams has the report narrated by Grace Oyenubi.
Every morning, Fatima comes to this camp to help her mother with chores. Her mother has lived here for 5 years, forced to flee her home after being accused of witchcraft. Fatima, who also goes by her first name, says her mother was accused of witchcraft in a part of northern Ghana where traditional beliefs are deeply rooted. But Fatima says her mother can't go back to her community because the stigma attached to such labels is hard to shake off.
It's been 5 years since traditional healers in this camp declared that my mother was not a witch. We want to take her home, but the community is unwilling to accept her. That is the reason why I came here to take care of her.
More than 500 people are living in this camp because they have been accused of witchcraft. Nearly 67% of people in the country accused of witchcraft are widows, according to a 2022 report by Songtaba, a human rights organization and susceptible to violence. In 2020, a 90-year-old woman was beaten to death in Kafaba, in Ghana's Savannah region, over a witchcraft accusation. Amnesty International's Genevieve Partington says such attacks are not acceptable.
People feel if they accuse someone of being a witch, they can lynch them, beat them, you know, let them submit them to all sorts of human rights abuses, and it's not right.
In July, Ghana's parliament passed a bill criminalizing the accusation of witchcraft, but the bill is still waiting for President Nana Akufo-Addo's signature. If implemented, the bill will also force the closure of camps housing accused witches across the country. Francis Kevia Sosu is a parliamentarian who moved for the passage of the bill.
At the UN level, the Human Rights Council and the periodic reviews of Ghana always made reference to issues of witchcraft and women who are left in witch camps and violated all the universal declarations on human rights.
Human rights groups in Ghana have lauded Parliament's efforts, and Amnesty's Partington says the bill also carries penalties for people who make accusations of witchcraft.
If you abuse physically, emotionally, any person or accuse them of witchcraft, you can go to jail for a period of up to 5 years. I think this is something very important.
In 2014, Ghana's government attempted to close the 6 witch camps in the country, but managed to shut down only one. Analysts hope passing the bill and closing the remaining 5 camps will end the exile and suffering of the hundreds of women accused of witchcraft. For Hamza Adam in Kumasi, Ghana, Grace Oyenubi, VOA News.
And South African President Cyril Ramaphosa today tightened security at the Porus-Beitbridge border post by deploying a new border force. Mr. Ramaphosa was accompanied by President Nangagwa when he launched the Border Management Authority, the third law enforcement authority in South Africa, after the police and the army. The South African leader is increasingly under pressure at home to curb illegal migration ahead of general elections next year. And in Zimbabwe, government says it hopes cotton farmers will double their production this year from 90,000 metric tons produced last year to 189,000 metric tons this farming season, a feat which farmers say is too ambitious considering their current hurdles, which include low remuneration. And we have Happiness Marapi, a farmer who says opportunities in the cotton sector have enabled her to afford buying clothes and paying school fees for her children. That was Happiness Marapi speaking to our reporter Tobias Mutsingwa. Now let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing how women, most of them in the informal sector, are catering for their families under challenging economic conditions. And to discuss our topic in depth, our guests are Vakani Ncube of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, Pindile Gosha, an entrepreneur and director of Startup Greenhouse Academy, and politician Lindiwe Maphosa, ZANU-PF activist and former legislator. We welcome you to the show, ladies, and I'll start with you, Ms. Vakani Ncube. Yes, your organization is looking at all these vendors, most of them women. May you tell us exactly what is going on? Are they able to make ends meet using their trade? Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, we'd like to say thank you to Wakani Ncube of the Blair Vendors and Traders Association there, who is saying that women usually face these challenges, which include sexism and sometimes uneven ground with their male counterparts when competing for clients there. And sizaphenduka kuwe uhlale khonapho ecingweni Nkosazana Ncube. And now we come to you, Phindile Gosha. Yes, what can you say about the economic situation in the country and how women are surviving, seeing that your organization says one of its aims is to empower women and girls and improve their business skills?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thinking about the economy, things might not be what we want them to be, but Zimbabweans or Zimbabwean women are the most resilient people that I know. They create opportunities even if it seems almost impossible that there are opportunities out there. So lokho ngikutsho ngoba ngibona indlela ukuthi noma izinto zingaba nzima kodwa abantu abangomama bayatholakala bese kuma spaces ayenza ukuthi bekwazi ukuphila nemuli zabo. Njengoba usesekhulumile, abantu abangomama esikhathi esiningi baphila ngokuthenga lokuthengisa, okuthiwa ikuwoda lokuthengisa. So ungahamba emamakhethi endaweni ezijejine, mina njengomuntu ohlale eBulawayo, uma ungena endaweni ethawuni lapha usiye ethawuni kugcwele abantu abangomama bayathengisa, abamanga irregardless of the economic situation. So kubonisa i-resilience yona leyana ukuthi noma kungabe kubonakale ngathi izinto zi-impossible kodwa abantu abangomama they always make a way. So yikho engikubonayo andithini i-organization yethu ikhona ukugqugquzela abantu abangomama to keep on moving irregardless of the circumstances, ngoba kuyafana lokudla, abantu siyadla noma ungaze i-economy ibe nzima kodwa sima ukudla. So abantu abathengisa ukudla bekhona beqhubeka ngamabhizinisi, abathengisa into ezidliwayo asima ukugqoka, abantu babekhona abathengisa impahla zabo ezokugqoka. And ungakhangela iningi labantu bona labo abacontributayo engathi improved entrepreneurial ecosystem ngabantu abangomama. So we will always try to create programs that will empower women and give them the necessary skills that will see them continue and excel in their different chosen spaces. So abantu abangomama, amanye ama-situations awekho ngathi accommodating for abantu abangomama. So sebe sikhangelele thina njenge-Startup Greenhouse Academy ukuthi ikuyini singakwenza ukuthi ama-spaces lawa abe accommodating for abantu abangomama esidinga i-gender empowerment and
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. We'll come back to you to hear exactly what those programs are and how they have empowered the women and girls. And sesibuya kuwe ke Nkosazana Lindiwe Maphosa, sizaqalisa ke ngolimi lwesiNgisi esizaxoxa ngalo ukuthi do you think the economic situation in the country is conducive for women to realize profit in whatever endeavors they are undertaking, Ms. Maphosa?
Okay, thank you very much. In your introduction, you said that I am from ZANU-PF, which is very correct, but I want to put a disclaimer that whatever I'm saying today is my personal views. I'm not speaking on behalf of my party because I'm not the spokesperson of that party. So thank you so much for having me in this program. Well, what I can say is the economy will always be the economy, and what women go through will always be the same, whether the economy is said to be okay or the economy is not deemed okay. Why do I say that? Women are always struggling to make ends meet. We've heard some talking about vendors, but there's a different perspective to say, look, if councils actually, put this as their agenda to say we've got a lot of vendors and those vendors are women, what can we do so that we help them that they work freely and they work in conducive environments? So instead of us treating them away from the way they are vending from, why do they do to different places where they can sell from? We see that the reason why they come to town is because there are no proper places even for taxi to rent. So the vendors will follow where there is business. So my point is to say council should up their game and make sure that they've got a parking lot of taxis that are sanctioned so that vendors will follow where people are. And my point is actually based on realizing that we now have TR councillors. that is their job, to make sure that the women that they are representing, their burden, the burdens that they are carrying, loosened or maybe made easier. They should be able to see that service is delivered in the rightful amount so that those women, they are alleviated in the hardships that they are going through. Also, when I was sitting in Parliament under Women Affairs, we also went around to see how we can help these women. And there is a bill that is in Parliament right now, and we propose that in those, funding spaces, children are playing spaces where at least when someone is vending there, the children are also at a daycare center or maybe where they could be playing. So those are the things that we are looking at and what government is trying to do in that to make the life of women easier. Also, we should realize that women are also not only vendors. We've got women in farming, we've got women in mining. We are also saying the policies are there that are protecting women. The policies are there that will make women work easier. But it is the issue of implementation and the issue of accessibility. We could have this bank maybe in big crowds, but women maybe in rural or women from outside cannot access those things. So we should make sure that the banks and the funds that are there for women are accessible so that everything, is on reach. So the economic hardships, yes, they play a role, but my issue is women should be looked at whether the economic hardships are there or they are not, because they always, live in what, on whatever they are doing. We've got professors, we've got doctors, we came out with vendors. So it's not like the economy will be dead every time, but women should be protected in whatever they are doing. So those are my contributions.
Ah, siyabonga umcitsha oqhakathekileyo lapho okhulunywa ngusopolitiki uLindiwe Maphosa okhuluma ezimele kodwa ukubandla lezana uPF njalo owayelilunga ledale lePhalamende ke nababengena-ngena kumakomiti achiyeneyo lamanye aphathelane labesifazana njengababo Women's Caucus lokunye yikho-ke lapha de sinika khona ulwazi lakhe lokuthi hhayi abanye labo kumele bavuke bezenzele ngoba lanxa isimo somnotho sinjani kodwa umuntu wesifazana uzahlala ebhekane le nhlupho ezonezo lanxa engalamali lanxa iqeqeshiwe lanxa kunjani. Sesilo mlaleli wethu-ke ose-South Africa, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli. Yebo-ke ungakhuluma, sinisakuzwa. Khuluma kuphela ifoni.
Yebo.
Ye, mbani engikhuluma la, ye ungaphi kwelizwe, ekhaya uvela ngaphi?
Ngikhulula Nkhumalo, ekhaya kuseGwanda la embuya khona.
Yebo-ke lapha sicubungula okuphathelane lezomnotho welizwe lokuthi kambe abantu abazisebenzayo bona baphumelela yini kwele Zimbabwe. Ubona ingani kulula yini ukuqhuba amabhizimusi ekhaya?
Hayi, mina ngiboni iy'nqambe ezibhekenazo ziningi kakhulu kuleli ezweni lethu ngoba uma ubheka umnotho endlela ontengantenga ngakhona amboni ukuseneliseka ukuthi umuntu avule ibhizinisi lakhe aqhubekele phambili.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ukusixhasa kuhlelo isikhathi yiso nje singasavumi ukuthi sikhulume kabanzi. But that was our caller, Khululani Nkhumalo, who's saying the economic situation back home in Zimbabwe, because it's in South Africa, is not conducive to carry out business. Sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Bakani Ncube, ngamafitshane ungasitshela ukuthi inhlelo zikahulumende ziyaphathisa yini abesifazane.
Okay,
yeah, ngisithi abesifazana bona labo abathengisayo, ye sibonile ukuthi belilo mhlangano wabantu abalamabhizimusi amancane kuyaphathisa yini. Ngiza kunika umzuzo owodwa le ngxenye yokwenzela ukuthi senelise ukukhuluma labanye abahlonitshwa isikhathi singatshayi.
Okay, inhlelo zikahulumende ziyaphathisa, ezinye zakhona ziyaphathisa. Ngingathi khangelela kumatraining bayaphathisa. Ngikhuluma njenjele kune training kade siyenza sibambisana lazingato zikahulumende ukuthi abamabhizinisi abancane befundise ukuthi amabhizinisi abo bengawakhulisa njani, bengayenza njani ama-strategies okuthi amabhizinisi abo abe-resilient, bekwanise ukuzimela ngathi yebo ngiyaphakisa kodwa ukhona izinto njalo njengamaloni ukuthi babe sifike ukuphakisa ukuthi abantu abazisebenzayo bewafinyelele but ama-demands or ama-step athatha ukuthi umuntu azethole leyo mali engamsiza awakho friendly and abayenelisi so ngakho ke zikhona ezinye eziphathisayo ezinye ziyemsiyo ehambayo ukuthi bengenzethi ukuthi kubaphathise kumaphilisizalo kodwa kunjalo nje labo benile bengomama bayabenazo ezinye ama-strategies abancedisayo ukuthi bezimele njengokuthi bayenze ama-revolving fund ngama-altars and also bekhombayo nebedinga umuntu ongahambela odela to-reduce ama-costi ngawani and also bayasebefunda ukuthi labo ebe ngama-producers bengabi ngama-sekazi kuthekabhathi labo bekwanisa ukuziproducela ezinye izinto ezinjengama-detergent or ukuzilima kwezinye izilimo kuma-nutrition department then bezisebenze ngathi ngama-fitshane yizo ezinye ezinto esizitholayo ekomaeyaa.
Yeah, okay. Thank you to Wakani Ncube there, who's saying even though government has some conducive plans, there is hard to put them into practice as there is a lot of bottlenecks and some vendors want to formalize their trade and be the producers, not just the sellers. But they find that paperwork and other stuff makes it difficult. And coming to you, Nkosazana Phindile Ncube ngolimi lesiNgisi njalo lawe ngunika umsuso owodwa. What exactly are you, what skills are you imparting to the women and the girls, and how successful has it been?
Okay, thank you very much. With the girls, we're starting from career coaching, where we want to encourage them to go an extra mile when it comes to choosing their career. As soon as they're in Form 4 or they're doing their third year, they should be knowing what they want to do and not just focus on, because, you know, most people when we were growing up, when they ask what you want to do when you grow up, you'd say a teacher or a policeman. So we're saying there are so many things, there's so much that you can do. So we are planting that innovative mind in them when they're choosing their careers. So when it comes to women as well, we're giving them business skills. Under business skills, we're training them on how to be compliant. Their businesses, they must be compliant for them to grow. They need to be compliant and have all the documents in place, because there are so many opportunities that you might miss out.
Yabo ke siyabonga kodwa nyaxolisa senza ukubamba umlomo khonapho sembuya kuwe ke Nkosazana Lindiwe Maphosa ngolimi lesiNdebele ungasigqibela ke uhlelo ngokusitshela ukuthi ubona ingane uhulumende uyenelisa yini ukuthi acreate singathi environment ngesiNgisi yokuthi abesifazana basebenze kuhle labanye abazisebenzayo ukuthi bethole inzuzo.
Ngiyabonga. Mina ngibona ngani kuthiwa uhulumende ngakwenelisa ngoba vele thando yini imithetho ikhona. Ikhona imithetho, akhona ama-policies akhona abekiweyo phansi ayenza ukuthi omama besebenze kuhle, ayenza ukuthi imisebenzi yabo yonke iphumelele. But into eshotayo ngawo ukuthi ku-implement. Singathola abantu abasezigabeni, abantu abasemsebenzini, ama-councils, abantu abayiko abanika ama-licenses abagethana ngabantu, abantu abahlala phansi bona ababakhokhela business nangekho formal, ama-informal traders bengahlala phansi bephume le-document beyihambise kuhulumende, ambone ukuthi kuyini engayethula ukuthi be-formalize ama-businesses abo. So kudingeka ukuthi abalidayo, kudingeka ukuthi bonabo abasemsebenzini bayenze izinto ngendlela ezisemabhukwini, ngendlela ye-constitution, ngendlela kuma-policies ama-ukuklina izinto lezi. But ukuthi abantu bayahlalela imisebenzi bengayenzi okwenza ukuthi khona abantu
baya. Yebo ke siyabonga, senza kubamba umlomo lapho esikhathi asavumi ukuthi sibe sonke. We'd like to say thanks to our guest Wakani Ncube and Phindile Gosha and Lindiwe Maphosa. We've come to the end of our show and saying goodbye. It's Sithandekile Mhlanga, until we meet again.